Next, we have a reminder that changes in the American economy can affect the rest of the world. Mexicans working abroad sent home less money last year than the year before, about 16% less. That is the largest annual decline in remittances ever recorded by Mexico's central bank, which is important because Mexico depends heavily on those cash transfers. They're the country's second largest source of income after oil exports, and they come mostly from Mexicans working in the United States. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently visited the central Mexican state of Hidalgo, where in some villages almost half the residents live and work north of the border.
The village of El Alberto is tucked into rugged, cactus-covered hills in Hidalgo, miles from the nearest city. El Alberto jumps out of the dry landscape like a strange experiment. Big American-looking homes that could have been erected in subdivisions outside St. Louis or Atlanta sit next to cinder block shacks. But when you look closer, many of the big houses aren't finished. Some are just shells. Some are abandoned construction sites. These houses represent the dreams of Mexican migrants, many of which currently are on hold. Federico Ramon looks after two unfinished properties that were started by his brothers. They're in this state because there isn't the money to finish them, he says. And there are other half-finished projects all around him. People leave their houses to try to make money and sustain their families, Ramon says. Here, there's nothing but some beans, squash, and cornfields. There's no way to make a living. Ramon's two brothers and his 18-year-old son are all in Las Vegas, but he says they haven't been getting much work lately. Across the ravine from Ramon is a concrete shell of a split-level ranch house. Just up the dirt road is a massive project with a drive-in garage, tinted windows, and colonnades on either side of the entryway. But rusting fingers of rebar poke up from the structure, waiting for a second floor that still hasn't been built. Residents say as the U.S. economy slipped into recession, construction here in El Alberto ground to a halt. Last year, Mexican migrants sent home $21 billion, according to Mexico's central bank, a sharp drop from the peak of $26 billion sent back in 2007.
Mis hijos están allá en el otro lado.
Carmen Maqueda San Juan runs a small grocery store in El Alberto. She says all six of her children are on the other side. Of the six, only her daughter still has steady work as a maid. Maqueda says her kids used to send home money, but now she's lucky if she gets a phone call. They say there's no work, she says. Sometimes once a week or for part of a day they work, but that's it. Local officials estimate that more than 90% of the migrants from this part of Hidalgo are in the United States illegally. There's no shame here in crossing the border illicitly to look for work. Israel Pio Quinto Rafael, the head of migrant services for the nearby city of Ixmiquilpan, estimates that 30 to 40% of the local population works in the U.S. Remittances are very important here, Pio Quinto says. It's the base of the economy in this area. And it's not just here in Hidalgo. Cash sent home from migrants has been propping up remote villages throughout the region. In Guatemala, Honduras, and Haiti, they're the leading source of income and the backbone of the national economies. The drop in this source of cash, Pio Quinto says, affects the entire community. People have less money to spend in the markets. Even a local mariachi band says their bookings fell sharply last year as residents have fewer pesos in their pockets.
Pensamos que iba a venir mucha gente de Estados Unidos a México, pero no fue así.
We were expecting that a lot of people were going to come back from the United States to Mexico, Pio Quinto says, but it hasn't really happened. Yes, some came back because at times they didn't have anything to eat, but many have decided to stay and hope that the U.S. economy recovers. He says 10 years ago, people would have returned to Hidalgo and waited out the economic downturn with their families in Mexico. But with the tighter controls along the border, migrant workers don't want to risk returning home and then being stuck on the outside when the U.S. economy does rebound. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.